Living on the Off-Ramp, the ultimate guide to a bankless crypto lifestyle. Going bankless in 2026 is no longer a high-friction experiment. With mature crypto card infrastructure, stablecoin native settlement, and direct crypto-to-merchant gateways, it is possible to manage most of your financial life without a traditional bank account. But possible does not mean simple. This guide covers the redundancy strategies, funding math, and practical tactics for living on the off-ramp. The redundancy stack. The biggest mistake a bankless user can make is relying on a single card. In traditional banking, failures are rare. In crypto, an issuer freeze or a BaaS crackdown is a recurring event. Build a three-card stack, a self-custodial primary card, Gnosis Pay, Tria, or similar, stays linked to your own keys. You use this for most retail spending. If the card program shuts down, you retain full access to your wallet. A custodial backup from a major exchange, Bybit, Coinbase, handles high-limit transactions and merchants that are difficult to pay with crypto. Exchange cards typically have the best global acceptance rates. A traditional fintech bridge, Revolut Wise, with a small emergency fiat balance, covers total network outages or situations where no crypto option works. This is not a failure of the mission. It is risk management. Never keep more than 30% of your total liquid capital in any single card program. High ticket expenses. The real test of a bankless lifestyle is handling rent, vehicles, and large purchases. Rent. In cities like Lisbon, Miami, and Dubai, some property management firms accept USDC or USDT directly via smart contract or simple wallet transfer. For landlords who only take fiat, conversion gateways like Bitrefill or Spritz Finance act as bridges. You pay them in crypto, and they send a wire to your landlord. The fee is typically 0.9% to 1.5%. Vehicles luxury brands like Ferrari and BMW have accepted Bitcoin at select dealerships. For standard vehicles, a crypto-backed credit line, like Nexo, lets you use your crypto as collateral, spend the credit line for the purchase, and pay back over time in stablecoins. This avoids a large single disposal and the associated capital gains taxes. Large purchases. Generally, for any high-ticket item, consider whether spending crypto directly or using a crypto-backed credit line produces a better tax outcome. Spending directly triggers a capital gain on the difference between your cost basis and the current price. Borrowing against your crypto avoids the disposal event, but you pay interest on the loan. Funding architectures, JIT versus prepaid. How your card is funded affects both your returns and your risk. Just-in-time JIT funding. Your crypto stays in your wallet, earning yield until the exact second you tap your card. The issuer converts what you spend at the market price in that moment. You maximize your time in the market, but you are exposed to the price at the moment of spend. If the market is crashing while you buy groceries, you sell at the bottom. JIT works best with stablecoins, USDC, USDT, where price volatility is not a factor. Prepaid, manual top-up. You convert crypto to fiat when the price is favorable and load it onto your card. You eliminate price volatility risk for your spending money, but lose the opportunity cost of that crypto continuing to appreciate. Prepaid works best with volatile assets, BTC ETH, where you want to control the timing of your disposal. Geographic considerations. To live bankless comfortably, you need to be in a jurisdiction that recognizes digital assets and has merchant infrastructure to support crypto payments. El Salvador is the pioneer with Bitcoin as legal tender. Dubai offers zero income tax on crypto gains and a large network of crypto-friendly merchants. Portugal's Lisbon has a thriving digital nomad community with widespread crypto card acceptance. Lugano, Switzerland accepts USDT for municipal taxes and local shopping. In Southeast Asia, cities like Bali and Bangkok have informal crypto economies where digital nomads link crypto cards to local payment apps, effectively bypassing local banking. Beyond the card, a card is one tool. A fully bankless setup uses several. Bitrefill for buying gift cards for thousands of brands, Amazon, Airbnb, Uber, directly with crypto, often avoiding the 1-2% conversion fee charged by cards. Binance Pay and Crypto.com pay for direct P2P transfers without network fees. Spritz Finance for connecting real-world bills, utilities, subscriptions, directly to your wallet, and paying them with on-chain assets. P2P off-ramps for converting large amounts to local fiat when needed. The first 30 days transitioning should be done in phases. Week 1. Set up your dual card stack. One self-custodial, one custodial. Week 2. Shift small recurring subscriptions, streaming VPN to your crypto card. Week 3. Pay one major bill, utilities or phone, using a conversion gateway. Week 4. Move a portion of your fiat from your traditional bank into a yield-bearing stablecoin. Evaluate at the end of the month. Did any transaction fail? Were any merchants unable to accept your card? Use those gaps to decide whether you need the third traditional fintech card in your stack and how much fiat buffer to maintain.